It's interesting because I guess, or maybe you weren't, were you prepared for the idea that they were not going to film your book, that this was going to be an adaptation? And when you saw it, you say they nailed it, but it's not the same story, right?
No, they used aspects of it. I had to, before we went ahead with the Amazon deal, I had to approve the script. So I knew months ahead what it was. It was no surprise. They added a few things since the draft I saw that made it even better.
And the young oboist, the way that's written is very authentic to me. I mean, I'm not you, and I don't know you very well, but it felt very authentic to the character in the book.
It was, and the funny thing, I have gotten so many comments from people. She looks almost exactly like I looked at that age. So it's, and they captured sort of the personality that I wanted to put forth for that character in the book, and they do use almost verbatim a lot of scenes from the book, but they put them together in a way that's more authentic. I mean, the book was written 10 years ago. They put them together in a way that's more authentic for today, and, you know, they also were able to dramatize some of the business behind the scenes, like nonprofit organization information, into relationships and scenarios in a dramatic way. So I thought that was terrific.
As I was looking at the Amazon site last night, I think they have about 10 or 12 pilots, new pilots up there, and they want people to vote or to approve or to comment on them. Is whether the series gets made contingent on you getting a lot of support?
That's my understanding. I don't have any contact with Amazon directly. My agent does that. But that's what they say. And they have, I don't know if you saw it, but they have a page set up where you can rate the show in many different ways. So it's kind of fun because there's so much stuff on TV that really isn't very good these days.
Hmm.
And this gives the audience a chance to say, we want this, we don't want this.
And to your knowledge, I mean, are there 11 episodes in the can, or do they move forward, or how is it? What's the status at the moment?
There are no episodes right now.
So when would we see more if everybody was enthusiastic about it?
I'd love to know that myself. I don't know, but I have to say, you know, I was sort of following this by putting Google alerts out on casting and production in New York, because I'm in Los Angeles. So I wasn't really involved in any of that. And I saw that it looked like they did it almost completely compressed into 1 week. They made that entire pilot in 1 week. So I think, you know, they're able to put things together quite rapidly.
Let me ask you a question that Anthony Bourdain was asked, I don't know, about a year ago. You know him, the television chef. And he was
Are you going to ask about Paula Deen?
No. He was asked if he thought he was a better chef or writer. And he said he thought he was a better writer. So maybe this has sort of gone to the head question. You're a really good writer. I mean, I finished Mozart in the Jungle for the second time just over the last week or so. Were you a better musician than writer?
I think it was 50-50.
I
mean, I'm sad not to be playing anymore. That might change, although I wouldn't say blacklisted would be a harsh word, but I knew when the book came out it would be controversial. I wasn't prepared for the level of controversy it ignited.
But you did. You named names. Was that the biggest problem, that you actually said, I had an affair with this particular conductor? Was that the major problem, or was it just the fact that you were so honest about what goes on in the music business?
Well, I think there was a lot of misunderstanding about what was actually in the book. I did name names, and I would say 90% of the names named were represented in an extremely positive way. The conductor you're talking about, his career, I think, was only enhanced by the whole thing. And aside from that, I can understand why a couple of people might not be too happy, but I did change their names.
I think a lot of the problem was that you were kind of letting we, the non-musician community, know just how dirty and vicious and awful it can be, where we have this very romantic notion of classical musicians as being these high-minded artists who, you know, don't talk about things like money or engage in drugs or partying or anything of that nature. And I think that a lot of people didn't want that fantasy ruined. Is that fair, do you think?
Possibly. I think the main problem was that there was a gross misunderstanding about what was in the book by people who hadn't actually read the book. And I see it in comments all the time. I really wasn't expecting that. I was expecting my colleagues to read the book. You know, I heard all these after I moved to California. I heard tales of the book being passed around in orchestra pits with the good parts highlighted, and then people didn't read the rest. But now, I mean, I have gotten only positive feedback on the Amazon show, and I'm hoping that, you know, showing it as this art form that you really want to be immersed in, you can be passionate about, may increase the popularity of classical music.
I talked to Renee Fleming yesterday about singing at the Super Bowl, and she said nothing prepared her for the shift in notoriety, fame, being known, that she encountered since the first Sunday in February. How has it been for you to make the transition from somebody who wrote a book 10 years ago to somebody who now potentially is having that book televised? Is there a lot more feedback? Are you getting a lot more? I mean, I friended you on Facebook. I'm sure I would have done otherwise, but are you getting a lot more attention because of the fact that you're now moved into another medium?
Definitely. And as a writer, it immediately opened a lot of doors for me.
Like what?
Recently, I went to Bali and shot a travel show that would be something like Anthony Bourdain stuff.
Ah.
But instead of food, world music and dance.
Very good.
So until people knew the Amazon show was coming out, I couldn't get a meeting about that, and now I can.
Excellent.
So that's wonderful. And also, the thing that's somewhat of a relief is, I mean, if you look at the Amazon reviews of the book or just Google the book and my name, there are a lot of rather unpleasant remarks about me, and I'm really getting a very different reaction now because I think people are understanding that the book was meant in a positive way.
Were you very hurt at the time by, it was, again, referring to this Renee Fleming thing, we sort of were joking around the office when people said, oh, she's been given a really hard time by being the first opera singer to sing at the Super Bowl, and people were saying this is a blue-collar event and these highfalutin opera people shouldn't be involved. And we were joking around the office saying, you know, if they think she's upset by that, they clearly haven't read any opera blogs ever. Were you really, really upset by the viciousness of some of the attacks that came against you when the book came out? And did you continue to read them? Did you just eventually stop reading them?
I did stop reading them. It was very upsetting. And I wasn't, you know, Renee is, you know, a very well-known person and has been for a long time. I went from being an obscure classical musician to somebody who is, you know, something of a faceless punching bag. And, of course, people are very nasty on the Internet. So at the beginning, I really had a hard time. And then I got used to it, and I'm sure we're going to go through that again now. And now I'm fine with it.
Yeah, the thing is now, I guess, well, there's two factors to play with here. One, that you have a chance that people will actually read the book this time because they'll see the TV series and they'll want to actually know the source material. And two, like you say, it's 10 years ago now. Whatever they can throw, which you're probably, you know, well capable of dealing with now.
Well, a lot of things have changed. And in a way, it was very positive for me because it did force me out of the music business. I mean, I have not been, since I've been in Los Angeles, I've been hired for exactly one job.
Really? Because you used to sub with San Francisco when you were at Stanford, right?
Yeah, I probably played there about once a month, and they used me to sub on principal oboe. I thought I would pick up at least some work out here, but I did not. You know, there was a lot of suspicion about me because of the book, and as if I could write another book on the same topic.
Right, yeah. Have you still got the chops, do you think? Do you still practice at all? Because it's something that goes out of the muscles very easily, or woodwind instruments, right? And goes out of your hands as well, because you've got to be carving reeds all the time, and you've got to keep your hand in with that as well.
Well, when I was thinking I might get hired for something, it would take me about 2 days to get back into it.
Only? All right. Ah.
There's a lot of, I mean, I played the oboe all day and all night for a long time. Now I would say it would take about 5 days.
Well, listen, we wish you well with the TV series. Hopefully it will be a TV series. It's there's a fair amount of competition. I think you may have an advantage in that there's so many people in the classical music world who would be rooting for you simply because wouldn't it be nice to have something on TV about classical music? So hopefully that's going to carry you through.
Well, it's certainly gone viral, and there are 10 pilots. Three of them are comedies, and we're one of those. And really, the people who are making it, this is Jason Schwartzman's project. I was a big fan of his HBO show, Bored to Death,
yep.
which I call, you know, an encyclopedia of modern Brooklyn. And he is just hilarious, and every minute of that show is great. So I think he's going to make it into something that people, musicians and non-musicians, will really enjoy watching.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.